Two strange weirdos I met in college became quick friends, and they love to travel, so they left the country and moved to Ireland. But now they're back trying to figure out life, and they're a hot mess. The Cadawamplas.
Right. Hello, friends.
Hello.
It's been a fucking rough road to get here.
Just a bit.
That's Tavinia.
That's me.
So we recorded this. We're the Cadawamplas. We recorded this once, 5 seconds ago. Let's back up to 20 minutes ago.
I was like, wait a second. Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yep. When Maggie's computer turned on, but the screen was just entirely black except for the mouse. So I turned it off and turned it back on, and it did the same thing again. So I turned it off and turned it back on, which each time I have to turn my computer off, it's like a 20-minute process. Like, it takes forever to restart. Mm-hmm. Finally came back on. I was like, okay, cool. It takes for fucking ever to get started. Open Audition, start recording. Cool. We got like, 2 minutes into the recording, and my computer froze. So I have now restarted. And if it freezes again, I fucking quit. I give up.
I'll just do both voices.
Perfect. So here we are. Hello. I know that you're hearing this for the first time, but it feels like I've been here for 17 years.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'll just say the thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're talking about body positivity. And so I was talking about how usually it's already seen in the media as being such a negative thing because you see all these perfect bodies that have been like, sculpted, and I don't want to say Photoshop because Photoshop's not always a bad thing, but like essentially overly Photoshop, maybe.
Yeah.
And I was saying that Lily Reinhart, who is in the show Riverdale, which is like a remake of the Archie comics, she recently did a poll on her Instagram story of I'm almost nervous that when I'm talking, you've disappeared again. So I think every now and then I think I need you to make it like a noise or something.
Okay.
She did a poll of like, you know, does social media make you feel like crap about your body? Like, do you even avoid it? Just kind of questions like that. And then she said at the end that she would like do a video over the results. And then you said, did you know who she was? So she's she's dating one of the Sprouses. Is it Sprouse or Spouse? I can't remember.
I think it's Sprouse.
I think so too. Okay. And he's also on the show, but I get them very confused. Like, they look different, but their names, I haven't pinned the name to the man because when they were boys, they looked way too much alike, but now as men, mm-hmm. they look completely different. And I don't remember. I want to say it's Cole. The artsy one. So there you go. They're dating and they're beautiful. Oh my God. So yeah, it was pretty amazing to see. And I just feel like there's so much more representation of like natural looks and natural body and stuff like that.
Yeah. So this is what I was getting ready to say when my computer crashed last time. Maybe it was like trying to save me from messing myself. Up. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure that her name is pronounced Jamila. It's confusing because her last name looks very similar to her first name. She plays Tahani in The Good Place.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, she's fantastic. And she has a podcast called, is it a podcast? Maybe it's not a podcast. It's like she's an influencer. And she has this thing called I Weigh on Instagram. And so it's like, you know, like iPad, except I Weigh, like go weigh yourself kind of. Oh. And it's like this very body positive. And I first found it because she had Sam Smith on. And of course, my own personal God, he like reposted it. And I was like, what? And so I stalked it. And then turns out it's Jamila. I think that's her name. I think that's how you pronounce it. She's like super body positive. And it's interesting to see. I feel like a lot of times in the body positive community, like on social media, you see a lot of like curvier women, but you don't often see smaller women, like thin, really thin women being involved in the body positive movement. And she's like a rather thin person, but even she posts about like her struggles. And so she posted a picture just like a couple weeks ago of, it was a billboard or an advertisement or something for The Good Place. And she zoomed in on like, she's wearing a spaghetti strap dress. And so she zooms in on like the little, it's the part that's like under your armpit kind of, but like almost on every woman, it like bulges out over your bra or like your straps or like whatever you happen to be wearing. It'll kind of like bulge out a little bit. And so she zoomed in on it and she was like, this was a big step for me that I asked them to leave my little like underarm bulge. And so it's, anyway, it's just, it's nice to see people of all shapes and sizes getting involved in the body positive movement.
Right. I think a big one right now is Lizzo. Like, homegirl is fucking blowing up every social media everywhere. And I saw this thing shared in, like, it was either the Curvy group, which is a, like, extension from Girls Love Travel, or this other group I'm in. I don't remember. And it was, like, a meme that someone shared and was like, I gotta stop disappointing Lizzo, like, love my body, everything like that, or something like that. And I was like, that's amazing. And I still haven't fully gone back and watched it, but apparently her show at the, what, was that the VMAs? Was like out of this world. She had a massive blow up booty and like, oh my God.
Oh my God. I haven't seen that either. I saw memes about it and stuff, but I haven't watched it yet.
And like Beyonce, or I don't think it was the VMAs. I think it's a different show. Like Beyonce's waiting in the wings, watching her like so proud. I'm like, oh my God. And then Rihanna, I read this article today too. Rihanna like either tweeted her or like put in her DMs that was like, girl, you fucked up that show, like, in a good way. You fucked that stage like it was your side bitch or something like that. And I was like, oh my God.
Damn.
Yeah, that's so amazing. So, yeah.
A big part of me wants to, like, is a little bit sad that Lizzo is blowing up, because not to be, like, that total hipster, and I think we've talked about this before, that me and Davinia were loving on Lizzo 2 years ago when we were living in Ireland. And now she's like blowing up, and a big part of me wants to just keep her for myself because she's a fucking treasure and she's amazing. And I miss, like, I'm a little sad that Truth Hurts has blown up so much, because that was our fucking jam in Ireland, and now everybody else knows about it, and that's fine. But you know how you get when like that happens. Everybody's had that moment.
What's that noise?
That was my, like, I do that when I'm frustrated.
You snarl? Okay.
Yeah. But at the same time, the world needs to see Lizzo. And there are so many people that need to, like, hear her message. And if that's what it takes to get all these people to love their bodies, I will share Lizzo, I suppose.
Mm. With great love comes great responsibility.
This is true.
But yeah, besides, like, celebrities and stuff like that, it's just a very... And, like, I think also, too, like, it's great that it's being talked about so much, but there's still that moment when you're alone or you're looking in the mirror or you're going on trying on clothes that little voice is always still talking to you about you look disgusting or, like, ew, 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 whatever, you know, like, and it's in those moments that we have to try to conquer and, like, face and fight or whatever. I mean, and I want to say that there's obviously, and I think I said this before when we talked about this before, there's a difference between being healthy and being thin. It's one thing to strive to be healthy, and it's another thing to strive to be thin. And usually those who are just trying to be thin most times go about it in very extreme ways that are not good for you, versus being healthy. I know I, so, and we'll talk about this at the end of the month, but I... for the happiness thing that we're doing this month for me is physical wellness. And so my goal is to work out. I didn't even set a timeline, like or a amount of times. Thank God. At least I have to work out weekly. I didn't put how many times a week. And so I started doing this Dance to Fit class. And so you just like do these different dance workouts essentially to get fit. And I will say I did my first one yesterday and I'm still so sore. And we just like danced to Lizzo, we danced to Rihanna, we danced to some other people I've never even heard of. Cardi B was in there and it was just so much fun. And like by the end of the class I was like telling the ladies, and there's only a few of us in there, I was like, I've never worked so hard in my life to be sexy, like but it was a really good feeling. And it was just really nice of like, yeah, I'm just trying to get, I'm not trying to get thin. I'm just trying to be, you know, more active, feel better. Yeah. And I'm probably going to do it every Tuesday and Thursday because it's actually like a really fun group of women. And like the main rules in that class are like, don't judge yourself. Don't judge anybody else. like, just do you, and just, you're here to have fun, so.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. And it's, like, in a, it's, like, a suite of a building, but, like, the building is set up where there are suites on top, where you can see it from the street, and then one's kind of below the ground, and it's in one of the ones below the ground, so I don't fear, like, someone walking by, like, what the hell is she doing? So that's pretty nice, but, yeah, I don't know.
I did want to touch on that a little bit, at least, because I feel like, even since we recorded our last body positive episode, although it's probably been a solid...
It's been a minute.
Yeah, like 6, 8, 9 months since that episode. I feel like even since then, I've grown a lot in body positivity. And I want to point out the fact that body positivity does not equal shaming people who do want to, like, work out or go on a diet or, like, any of that kind of stuff. Like, that's, that can still be its own form of body positivity. And I think about it especially because my coworker Marina, who sits right next to me and is, like, my work BFF, she is currently working on her personal training certificate, which is a fuck ton of work. Like, holy shit, she's studying, like, the girl deserves a second degree after getting that thing. But anyway, she and I just have, like, very different approaches. Maybe that's the wrong word. We go about things very differently because I'm body positive to the point where, like, and not, wait, no, that's wrong too. Because when I say to the point, it implies that there's, like, something that we're all trying to reach, like a common goal that we're all trying to reach, and we're not. Everybody has their own body positive journey. But my version of body positivity is, like, I don't enjoy working out. I thus far have not found a form of working out that I really enjoy enough to, like, put myself through. So why fucking bother? And yeah, I don't know. I like just sort of like radical self-love, whereas Marina is still super body positive and doesn't judge me and doesn't judge anybody else, but she counts her macros and, like, is always keeping track of how much protein she's taking in, like, all that kind of stuff.
A macro
working out, I don't, you know, I was hoping you wouldn't ask.
Nope.
I think it's, she counts the only three things that she counts are fat, carbs, and protein. So I think those are macros.
Oh, okay.
But I actually have no fucking clue. Yeah. So it's, there are different approaches to body positivity, and just keep that in mind. Not you specifically, Tavinia, but people at large, keep that in mind, that just because your version of body positivity doesn't include working out or losing weight, somebody else's might.
Yeah. I mean, and some people are just fascinated with doing things like that too. Like, just like how I'm fascinated in watching, like, earwax removals and zip popping. People just really enjoy, like, that's just something they're into. I'm not into it. I don't have to be, but they are. So everybody's got their thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
so okay. And, like, and we've talked about this many a times, and maybe you've changed. I haven't seen you in a while. We're both, that wasn't supposed to be like a dig. That was just a, I don't know.
Maybe you've changed.
Maybe you've changed. who are you? We're both pretty big on, like, extreme, almost self-deprivating sarcasm in talking crap about ourselves and the way we look and stuff like that. Like, I just took a picture, which I realized. And then when people who aren't like that are around me, they're like, oh, God. Like, I was in Kansas this past weekend. And I went to the winery with a couple friends, which was awesome. And then they were looking super cute, and I was just like, bleh. And they were like, oh my God, we have to take photos. And I'm like, don't fucking do this to me. And just because I just wasn't feeling it. Like, I didn't expect this to happen. I was just in my runaround clothes, like, whatever. And I was wearing my sunglasses, which I feel like make me look like I'm in the Matrix, because they're like the actual, like, circle parts of the glasses were too close together. I wish they were kind of spaced out. And so we took a photo, and, like, as soon as she took the photo, she's like, oh my God, you look so cute, Tavi. I was like, I look like Ray Charles. Like, I don't look anything cute at all. She was like, what? And I was like, oh, like, I'm just not
like
even
Ray Charles.
I'm not even about this. Like, get out of here. And, like, I actually have, I don't think I've had a moment in a while, maybe when I went shopping, like, last month with my mom, that I've been, like, super down, like, genuinely down to myself. Like, my comments to myself or anything, if anything, they're more funny to me than hurting my feelings. Like, we'll often refer to ourselves as potatoes because, mm-hmm. which, I mean, that's also not like a dig on potatoes. Potatoes are fucking delicious. Yeah, so,
have you seen potatoes? God, they're like everyone's hero.
Right. Like, they're ugly, but they're tasty. So yeah. It's just like, same. And I don't think it's necessarily, so what, that's the other part. Like, you can't necessarily, if you hear someone saying a bad thing about themselves, yes, you should be alarmed and maybe like, hey, no, what? You're like, whatever. But also, maybe that's just their way of like life, you know?
Yeah, I don't need you to like come rushing in. Oh my God, one of my biggest fucking pet peeves, and I tweeted about this, and I can't remember, I might have even said this in another episode, is like, it never fails online when like a girl and her significant other break up and she posts like in one of our groups that we're in or whatever, and she's, you know, brokenhearted and she's all sad. And people will comment and they'll be like, girl, I looked at your profile and like, you're so beautiful. You deserve better.
Right.
That drives me fucking crazy because that implies that only beautiful people are worthy of being treated well.
Also, like, why did you need to look at my profile to tell me that?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm worthy of being treated well regardless of how much I weigh or what I look like or if my hair's in a bun or, you know, like, it doesn't fucking matter. And I feel like that's what we're trying to say is, you hear us making those like self-deprecating comments, but I don't need you to come rushing in and be like, no, no, like, you're so beautiful. Oh, the other one that gets me is when I say something about, I'll be like, oh yeah, you know, I'm a little squishy, or I'll say I'm a little chubby or whatever. And somebody's like, no, you're beautiful. I can't be both. Right. I can be squishy and beautiful. And right. I think I know I'm squishy. I know I'm a little chubby and I like that about myself. And I still think I'm beautiful. Like, not in spite of, wait, not, what am I trying to say?
I hate that phrase because I never know if I'm saying it right.
Do you hear like, what I'm trying
everyone
to say?
Else says it right but me. So not, I can't help you here.
Not, it, just.
In spite okay. of?
In spite?
Maybe?
Isn't that the angry one though?
I don't know.
Despite?
Macros?
Not despite? Macros? You know what? I'm just going to give up on this phrase. I hope you guys know what I'm trying to say.
God.
Oh, God bless.
You're both, essentially, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Right. All right. The only problem that comes with that, though, sometimes is there's those individuals who don't see life that way, and they yeah. are looking for you to come in and be like, no, no, you're be like, all that stuff, you know? And so it's hard to judge, because if you just laugh at their joke, and they're like, wait a second. Bitch, this is the second one you're supposed to tell me I'm fucking gorgeous. And you just never know, because you're not going to be like, no yeah. person's going to be like, no, I want you to compliment me now as I talk down about myself.
Tell
like,
me I'm pretty.
Tell me I'm pretty. That makes me think of that, not episode, that moment in Mean Girls when they're all saying things like terrible about themselves and they look at Catty and she's like, I have bad morning breath. And they're like, you know, like what? Because you have to join in on talking shit about yourself in that movie. But
oh, God.
I actually remember in high school, there was this girl who, I mean, she is drop dead gorgeous. She still is. And we were friends. And something happened. I can't remember. But somehow we got to the topic about her friends that she's like, people she's friends with. And she was like, oh, don't worry. I'm only friends with pretty people. And at the time, I mean, I'm in fucking high school. Come on. I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, I am pretty damn cute then. And then as I get older, I still think about that time. So I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah.
That's a little fucked up.
That's kind of fucked.
Yeah. I don't know. So yeah, your relationship with your body, it's something that I know is like, it's probably a journey for everyone in trying to get there. And I mean, I can't think of a single person who would legitimately say it doesn't feel good to have someone validate that for them every now and then, you know, like of how they look, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, excuse me. Oh my gosh. I'm having a beer, so I'm super burpy. one of my things for this month too is to have a drink once a week. That's not going so well. So, life is and work is hard.
You know what? It's only the 4th. You got time.
Right.
It's like, it doesn't, the month doesn't really start until like the 10th. Everybody knows that.
Or the 15th. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yep. 15th. Okay. But the thing I think, and we have this on here, but like, and I don't know how we both feel about this phrase. I hate the phrase, your body is a temple.
Same. Okay. When you wrote that, so it's written down in our notes for this episode. And when you wrote it down, you said it to me. Oh, I was writing it down. You said it, and I was like, ugh. And then I put it in quotes on the thing. And then I was like, shit, wait. does she like that phrase? And I just like shat on it.
Right. No.
I fucking hate that phrase.
I do too. And I don't know. Like, I think because when I think of a temple, it's supposed to be this pristine, like, mm-hmm. pure, which I hate the word pure being used for like anything.
Yep.
Like wholesome thing that's like just perfect. And that pisses me off because the body is not, I mean, it is perfect, but in not the traditional sense of the definition of the word or whatever. Yeah. So, like, I hate, and then especially when it's used in, like, whatever you put into your body, be careful, it's a fucking temple. And, like, whatever you tattoo on your body, oh my God, not on your body's a temple. Like, that all just drives me fucking insane.
Yep, same. Yeah. And I feel like, if we really want to get down to it and get nitpicky about it, temples are generally built like for other people. Get the fuck out of here. This is my space. I don't really give a fuck if That's you think true. My space is messy.
And it doesn't exist anymore. Well, no one uses it.
What?
I switched to like MySpace, the social media.
Oh my God. I was like,
are you not your actual space?
I have sex.
Like, oh, God. No, I'm sorry. That was the wrong time to make a terrible joke.
It went straight over my head.
Like, no one uses it anymore. Sex life?
Diggs. Maggie's not getting laid.
God. That was, yep, terrible time to transition to a terrible joke.
Oh, God.
Anyways.
Speaking of sex, I feel like that, for me, is... That's like the ultimate test of body positivity is, do you leave the lights on when you have sex? That is a big fucking hurdle. And I feel like, and it's totally fine to go back and forth. Like, I go back and forth. There are some nights when I'm like, yeah, leave the fucking lights on. Look at it. And then there are some nights when I'm like, can we get under the covers and like turn absolutely all of the lights off? Actually, can you cover up your phone screen? Because that's a little too bright and you can see too much.
See, I don't really care about the lights because... We're doing it. And that's awesome. My true thing is when you're on top, because that is the most unflattering angle.
Really is.
Like,
up your nose, double chins.
Yep. There it is.
Yep. My belly's resting on your belly.
There it is.
Yep. Here we are. So that's always my like test of body positivity. Because I've gotten to the point where like, full disclosure, this maybe makes me sound like a huge douchebag. I usually feel like really fucking cute no matter what I'm wearing. Like, I've gotten to the point where I really love my body and I like dressing and I like putting clothes on. Mm-hmm. I like to human. Mm-hmm. Like, I enjoy the act of like getting dressed, even if I'm just putting on like yoga pants and a t-shirt or whatever. Like, I feel cute. But so like the big test for me is always. And I'm totally fine. Like, I'll be naked by myself. I'll look in the mirror naked, like, whatever. Take some nudes. Keep them in my folder. Cool, whatever. But to have somebody else look at it is a little scary still.
I mean, yeah, you're putting yourself out there. It's a very, like, literally being naked is a very vulnerable act. And so.
Yeah. I think it's probably more about the vulnerability of it than it is, like, the body positive thing.
Yeah.
Because you knew I was a little chubby before you took my clothes off. It's not like you took them off and you were like, oh my God, you're a size 12.
This roll just like punch you in the face as it comes out of the pants.
Like that thing that you sent me that was like, they knew you had a FUBA before they took your pants off. Do you remember that?
I don't.
Oh. You sent me a like screenshot from one of our groups and it was a shirt that said... They knew you had a FUPA before they took your pants off. And you were like, what's a FUPA?
Oh, yes. Because then I was sitting here thinking, what's a FUPA? So
that checks out.
Yeah. That sounds like me then. What is a FUPA? Did you ever tell me?
It's so like degrading. Damn. It's a fat upper pussy area.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a terrible. Even the acronym is terrible.
Everything about it makes me feel yucky.
That's a. Gross. All right.
Sorry that I brought up vaginas on this body positivity podcast.
It's all right. Just gonna slide past that FUPA.
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, like, and of course, we're just sitting here talking about it and the actual, but it didn't always used to be this way. Like, I think we've just gotten to a point where we don't give a fuck about what other people think necessarily. And like, I don't know. Do you want to talk about your more cultivating it in Ireland?
Ouch. Yeah, Ireland was big for me. And it's been a while since I've kind of talked about, like, the breakup, just because I'm moving on and, like, you know, that's how that goes. But, like, the breakup really sort of was a catalyst for me, because I hated myself. And I think part of it was just the relationship that I was in and the way that I was treated and all that kind of stuff just kind of brought me down into this just dark place. I hated myself. I wouldn't change in front of anybody. Like, I just really, really hated myself, truly. And the breakup was this sort of catalyst into body positivity. And part of it was just Tavinia too being there, and she's body positive, and that was helpful. And it was just such a happy time in my life too, after I got past, like, the sad part of the breakup. It was such a happy time, and I was dating, and I was maybe that was a big part of it. And I hate to say that dating made me realize that I was desirable, but it kind of did, because I'd spent so long in one relationship thinking that I was ugly and fat and didn't deserve love because I was ugly and fat. But then getting on Tinder and realizing that there are people out there who are all about this, like, curly hair, little chubby chub that I got going on. Like, some people really like that. And that made me feel really beautiful. And so I think that was a big realization for me, maybe. And then just the general, we've talked a lot about just the kind of general body positive bubble that the two of us created in our apartment. Like, we just walk around pantsless or in our underwear or with our shirt off or whatever. And that helped a lot too, because I feel like a big part of body positivity is you have to spend time with your body. Like, you have to, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. This sounds so, like, new age hippie. But are you really body positive if you can't, like, look in a mirror when you're naked? And maybe, yeah, I'm not saying that you have to, like, love what you see, but love yourself no matter what you look like. I don't know. I don't think I'm making much sense.
Really, you are. I think the true test, at least for me, was, so mine kind of, like, started back. I think college was a big time for me for a lot of things. Just, like, first time out on my own without my family. Like, I was in a completely different state. But it was also my time of, like, exploring my, like, body positivity and stuff like that. Because before that, it was shit. And I think my freshman year, maybe not even very long after I started, I was just like, excuse me, Tavinia, you hate pants. Why are you still wearing them? And that's when I kind of just started, like, not wearing pants all the time. And then the top started to come off of just, like, I'm more comfortable this way. And everyone around me has to get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of owning it and doing whatever. But I think the real test for me was the first time I ever, and it's about to get real deep, masturbated and pictured myself in it and not some stranger.
Hmm.
If that makes sense. That makes sense.
Like, did you have, like, your own personal little, like, porn going in your head, and, like, you, yes, weren't involved in it at all?
Before I wasn't, but then I, like, when I switched to it being me.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
That's when I kind of knew that, like, hey, we're here. We made it.
Yeah.
Hey. So I think that was really huge for me. This is, oh my gosh, I don't even want to get into the conversation about porn and the effects it has on the whatever. God. I don't care. I don't want to. No.
Okay, I'll do it later.
Because I know there's so many, like, there's the ideas of that it's terrible for the mind because it creates these unrealistic expectations. And then there's a side of, well, no, it creates, like, sex positivity, or, like, at least that you can, like, be able to express your, and whatever, I don't care, I don't want to, nope. It had nothing to do with that. That had nothing to do why I pictured different people. I just tried to picture people in my mind that I thought were more attractive than me. So that was a big moment for me, I think, when I started to imagine myself and was like, hey you, there you are, welcome. So you get it, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I was going to expand on like the porn thing and how that affects body positivity, but yeah, I don't think I want to get into it either.
Yeah. It's like I don't, a can of worms. I don't think I have like an either side opinion on it, honestly. I think I can see, well, I have a problem with like child porn, obviously. Like I see that as being very detrimental, or like fetish. Oh my god,
fetishizing.
Thank you. certain cultures, that part gets on my. That's a little weird for me, but everything else about, I don't know. I don't have really. I can see both sides of it.
Yeah, I feel like overall, the concept of porn and like bodies being on display is not inherently bad. I feel like we as a society have maybe made it a bad thing because I know that there's lots of like human trafficking in the porn right. industry and like all that kind of stuff, which is terrifying because you never know when you're scrolling on Pornhub which one was produced in a studio and these people are willing participants and which one is not a willing participant. So that's a little terrifying.
Right.
But I feel like in mainstream porn, it's rare to see diversity of body types unless it's like being fetishized. It's like you might see curvy women, but it's like big, beautiful woman takes cock, or, you know, like
right.
like yucky ways of doing it. I've actually been on the hunt for, I don't know why I'm talking about this because I really don't want people to know this, but here we fucking are. I've been on the hunt for like more inclusive porn for like body positivity and LGBT and like all that kind of stuff. And it's fucking hard to find unless you want to pay for it, which your girl's poor and cheap. So here we fucking are.
Here we are.
Yeah, but I wish that could be a little, I wish that could be a little bit more mainstream, would be more diversity of body types in mainstream porn, not in like a gross way.
Right. Most deaf, most deaf, no doubt, no doubt.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt.
I'm thinking about, too, though, back to when we were in Ireland and we went to that 90s party and I bought that crop top.
Yes. Man. I fucking loved our outfits that day.
That was a pretty great day. I remember when I first got it, I was in the dressing room and I was so fucking self-conscious about it and like, oh my god, you're gonna go out there with your stomach showing. That's the, like, worst part about you. And I remember texting, well, I texted you and you're like, oh my god, yes, well, whatever, but you're always positive. And so, like, then I texted two, and I think I've said this before, but like two of my friends, Taylor and Liz, and Liz was, I don't know what she was doing, but she wasn't by her phone, so it was mostly Taylor responding. And in that moment, she just held, which is so terrible to give anybody else power, but it happens. Let's not fucking lie. Yeah. She held all of my body positivity in her hands like a little baby bird. And I was just like, what do you guys think? Like, do you think this is, am I being stupid? And like, she was just kind of like, it doesn't matter what we think, really. How do you feel in it? Like, if you feel great in it, then get it. If you think you'll be uncomfortable the whole time, don't get it. Like, if you feel great, it's about what you think. And I was like, yeah, all right, cool, thanks. Like, I felt like I needed her permission to give it to me, which I hate to say, but I'm also going to be honest. Like, that was a moment. And that moment still happens sometimes with certain, like, outfits that I'm trying to take like a risque approach with. And so I ended up getting it and wearing it, obviously, because it's in like every photo we post all the time. And so, well, that's not true. I can't wear it anymore. My arms don't fit. It shrank. So it's like this, almost like fucking Winnie the Pooh. Like, it's just very not good. And so I don't wear it anymore.
I threw away that entire outfit, or donated that entire outfit when we left Ireland. And I don't think I've ever regretted anything more, except for
the Jameson glasses.
The Jameson glasses, oh. My 90s outfit, and my Feliz Navidad sweater.
Oh, yeah.
Why would I leave any? Well, the Jameson glasses were an accident, but why would I leave those things behind?
I don't know.
A fool. God, I loved our outfits that night. We could have, like, I would love to recreate that night to a fucking T. Like, wear the exact same outfits and, like, go to some, like, 90s club or 90s night or something.
Mm. Yeah. I still have the same sunglasses, so.
I do have the hoop earrings. That's the only thing I've got left.
I have the hoop earrings, glasses. Too. I don't think I have the hat anymore, but it was just, like, a black hat backwards. Yep. I can get that anywhere.
Yeah.
Shit, let's do it.
Let's fucking let's do it. Brum, brum, in October. Brum, brum.
Boom, boom. Yeah.
What's happening? Why are you making those noises?
The song. Doom, doom, doom. Every time I say let's do it, I start singing that wild thing. Doom,
oh, doom, I was like, what doom, fucking doom, song? Doom.
Yeah. Okay. Caught no it. One ever gets it either when I do it. They're like, hey, Tiffany, do you want to come do this? I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Such an obscure record.
Wild thing.
Okay. I don't think anybody realizes that he says that in the beginning of the song.
How do you? That's like the. Okay, but I'm not going to even get into that with you. So, okay. Yep. Body positivity. Something yes. to work on, but definitely well worth it because you should love yourself.
Yeah, I will say this is a fucking fantastic. I'm sorry. I just completely interrupted you. Finish your thought. I'm sorry.
No, it's gone now. You go.
I was just going to say this is. It's a pretty fucking good feeling. Like, I feel like I'm. My body positivity is like on the up and up. Like, I keep. Every time I think that I've like reached the pinnacle of it, then it like gets a little better. I'm at a place right now. I really, really love myself and I love my body. And yeah, I feel really confident. And annoyingly enough, I don't think I've lost any weight, but because I'm no longer forcing myself to go do workouts that I don't enjoy, I don't have muscle in the same places that I did. And so my clothes fit differently. Which is annoying because I need to go shopping now because none of my clothes fit anymore because they're like bagging out in places that they shouldn't be bagging out. And your girl doesn't have money to go shopping and buy a whole new wardrobe, but it's fine. Yeah, but it's a nice feeling to just genuinely love myself and not want to turn off the lights every time I take my shirt off.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty great. I had a thought and it disappeared.
Maggie shat on it.
No, it wasn't that. It was like while you were talking, I thought of it. And it's gone. But side note, and I always bring her up, the love of my life, Tabitha Ross Boy. She has been amazing. Like, I think that's the other part that I really enjoy is that's helpful is seeing other women, other like curvy women out there doing their thing and owning it. Like, mm-hmm. and not just celebrities, like, everyday people, which she is a celebrity, she's an everyday person, but like, you know what I mean. She just brings me so much, like, I don't know, like, I feel like I can do it too. Like, she's doing it, I can do it too, because she's so nice and like just so inviting into her personality. And yeah, oh, I was gonna say, so like, and typically so I've been talking to this guy, we've gone on like 2.5 dates, and he left a half day as a coffee date. So that's what I call his half. Everyone's like, what the hell's the half? And so he went on a trip for work, really. And as soon as he came back, I left for the long weekend. And we had made plans for him to cook me dinner. It was his suggestion. I didn't tell him he's going to cook me dinner.
Make me dinner, peasant.
Yeah. For him to cook me dinner, whatever, when I got back. And I like texted him. Haven't heard from him. So I'm just... Yep, I don't know. And so... usually when things like that happen and I get ghosted, my first mind is they had time to think about what I look like and they don't like it. But this time is so like entirely different for me. Like, I'm just kind of like, okay, whatever. I mean, I did text him like, am I being ghosted right now? And he also didn't respond to that. So either,
no.
Either he is ghosting me or that nigga did. So I don't know.
Oh my God.
And either way, I don't really care very much. I mean, it kind of sucks because it could have been something cool, but also I'm fantastic and it sucks that he didn't get a chance to experience that more. And it also kind of sucks that I didn't get to experience him more because he could have been fantastic too, but I'll never know. So
yeah. Also, I fucking hate ghosting. Just fucking tell me. That's what happened with like one of my most recent Tinder people. Just fell off the face of the earth. And I even texted them and was like, what the hell? Like, it wasn't even aggressive. I didn't say what the hell. I was like, hey, you know, I hope everything's okay. I just want to tell you, like, if you want this to be over, like, just tell me. I'm not going to be, like, upset about it. And then maybe we could, like, move forward as friends. Like, it's really not a big deal. Never responded to that. Haven't heard from him since. I'm giving you an out. I just presented it to you on a silver platter. All you have to do is respond and be like, yeah, you know, this isn't really like for me anymore.
Yeah.
cool. Then we all have closure. I'm still sitting around like half expecting that this person is going to text me in the next few months and like want to meet up. No, fuck off. Too late.
Yeah.
Sorry. I interrupted again. Continue.
No, you're good. The only part that sucks is that he doesn't believe in social media, which he has a very good argument for. And I recognize, but I'm still on it. So I have no way of like seeing. Like, I have no way of having that closure of, oh, yes, he is just ghosting me, or he was in like a major car accident and he's not near his phone right now. Mm-hmm. So that part is annoying. But yeah.
Yep. I had more thoughts, but they're gone.
Should we wrap it up? Don't sure. be silly. Wrap we might your be willy. A
little... might be a little early on this one, but I feel like that's okay.
Okay. We don't have to.
Because I don't have anything left to say. Love your body.
Do you?
I feel like a lot of times you hear, this will be my last thought. I feel like a lot of times I see posts from moms being body positive, and I they absolutely should be because they created a baby. But so I'm thinking about I'm wrapping this around to stretch marks is where I'm going with this. Stretch marks. A lot of times, stretch marks are totally normal. They're natural. Like even if your weight, if your weight fluctuates a little bit, you might have stretch marks. And aren't they? Is it a genetic thing?
Stretch marks?
Yeah. Like it's something that you can't help, like whether or not you're going to get them. Because some people never get them ever, no matter how much their weight fluctuates. And if they get pregnant, whatever. And some people gain 3 ounces and get stretch marks. I am one of the people who gains 3 ounces and gets stretch marks. And mine aren't like dark colored stretch marks. They're like, you probably, most people wouldn't notice them if they didn't know they were there. But my point is that stretch marks are totally normal and natural. And a lot of times the only body positivity that you see around stretch marks is from moms who are like, you know, be proud of your stripes because, you know, your body created a baby and that was its home for 9 months. And that's absolutely true. But even those of us who haven't created babies yet should not be ashamed of stretch marks because it's normal and natural and not a big deal.
That's true. One of my little buddies, he's in high school. I was wearing a tank top and I was out with them one day and he started touching my like tops of my arms where I have stretch marks and stuff. And he was like, what are these? I was like, oh, they're stretch marks, bud. And he was like, from what? And I was like, from getting fatter. And he was like, oh, they look like almost like battle scars. And I was like, oh, they're not, but that's sweet. Like
life battle scars.
And he was just very like interested, like not concerned necessarily, but just very interested in like, oh, this? Like, I don't know. Aww. It was kind of precious, yeah.
Cutie.
And I remember the first time stretch marks started popping up in my body, I was like, ooh. I don't remember how old I was or whatever. And I remember complaining, my mom, I love her. I love her so much, but sometimes she is not the greatest for my body positivity.
Yep,
and same. She doesn't mean to, but it's just not great. And this is probably like one of the only times I can like remember of her like not making a passive comment about it. It was just kind of like, well, you know, like whatever. And I remember the first time they started popping up and I was like, oh my god, they're everywhere. And she was like, which is terrible, I shouldn't be laughing at all. She's like, well, be lucky you ain't one of them white women, they show up green. And I was like, oh god. What? And she was like, them intravenous veins they got going on. Mm-mm. I was like, okay.
Oh god.
Not her finest moment, but honestly one of the like
she's right though.
Most memorable moments I can think of when she just wasn't like passively shitting on me. So
that's
which she doesn't mean to do, and I don't have any ill will towards her at all. So I'm not trying to but
moms, that is another thing that's been like my most recent body positive thing is being like okay with how fair I am because I have like really really pale skin.
Oh, skin wise, I thought you meant like nice and fair.
No, like I'm super super fucking pale and like I'll get tan if I wear sunscreen, like go out in the sun, like I'll tan up a little bit, but for the most part, and I'm not the type of person who's going to like go lay out to purposely get a tan. So mostly it's just a little farmer's tan that I get like walking to and from work every day. But that's been a really big thing for me too, is like starting to love how fair I am. And like, well, this is just how my skin is. And your mom is so right. You can absolutely see my like green veins through my legs and like accepting that kind of stuff. And so it's more, body positivity is more than just about size.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm done making points now, I swear.
No, I have one last one. Also, body positivity is not necessarily about the neck down. I think that includes your face.
Yeah.
Just want to throw that out there.
Yep. Which also includes acne or uneven skin tone or wrinkles, crow's feet, all that.
Yes. It's not just your arms, your legs, your stomach, your feet, whatever. Yeah. It's your face, too. Love your face.
Yep. I love your face.
I love your face.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Batch.
Batch.
Batch. All right. Now we can.
So, yeah, for real. We should be done now.
What was the hardest part for you to get real with? I have to pee, too. So
we're almost done.
Yeah,
are you getting up to pee? Oh, I thought you were getting up to pee. I was like, I girl. Hold it for 10 minutes. This honestly is not like a difficult conversation for me.
Right.
So nothing. I do have one. The one thing that I'm still struggling to be body positive about is body hair. So that's really hard for me to get real with because I constantly have the urge to shave everything from my eyebrows down.
Yikes.
So that's hard to get real with.
That's quite the feat. By the time I finally decide, all right, it's time to shave, my tub is just covered in hair. I honestly enjoy nairing. Well, when I nair, because I'm on a medication that makes me nervous to shave, because if I cut I might not stop bleeding, and but I love doing it, because when it happens, like, and you're supposed to, like, you know, wipe in a circular motion to have it come off, it's like gobs of hair. I think it's so, especially to my armpits, I think it's amazing. I'm like, shed the werewolf. I think the hardest part is, I mean, it's just, it's not super hard, but like, it's just being honest of sometimes still just finding that validity in other people of the way you look. Like, it's real. It happens. And sometimes it is nice, but also it sucks that I give other people that power to make me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
What realization have you had?
I don't know. I honestly don't think I have one for this either, because this is like a fairly similar conversation to the one that we had before. And I'm just really passionate about body positivity, and I think everybody should love their body. So I don't know if I've really had any fantastic realizations.
Well, no joke, like, for real, I didn't think about the whole aspect of the temple thing of it's for everyone else. That's kind of blowing my mind still.
You're welcome.
And that's a very good point. And it's like, nah.
No, this is my shit.
Yeah.
Get out of my temple.
That's kind of blowing my mind a little bit. Ugh, don't call it a temple.
Get out of my space.
Waffle House.
Waffle House.
I didn't even think about how that fits sexually. I was just thinking of the legitimate restaurant that I love, and it's disgusting, but it's so good. But it also works. God.
It does.
It's somehow Waffle House.
You keep doing it.
Oh my God.
I don't like it. Moving Waffle right House? Along. No, I love Waffle House. I don't want to think about your vagina being a Waffle House.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Waffle House.
Ew. Whisper it.
Blue waffle. Ooh, do you remember that?
Yes, that's what I thought you were talking about.
Oh no, not the disease, but like the just the waffle part before it turned blue.
Oh God, disgusting.
What brought you joy this week?
Oh, ew.
Or do you want to do song choices first?
It's all wrapped into one.
All right.
My Spotify Discover playlist. They finally fucking got it right. This is honestly the first time. I've been using Spotify Premium for years, since my senior year of college. So, no, even before that. no senior year of college, which was 2014. So for 5 years now, I've been using Spotify. They have never once gotten my Discover Weekly playlist right. And they got it right this week. And I was so fucking excited. Every song on it is just so good. So good. So I'm going to pick a few songs from that. There's like Daniel Caesar on there. There's a Khalid song that I'd never heard before. Just like some really good ones. So I'm just going to add a few of those. Another thing that brought me joy was this past weekend was Labor Day weekend. And I flew back to Kansas City and went to Irish Fest with my parents because Kansas City does a big Irish festival. And it's just so fun. Like, one, I'm kind of a selfish asshole. And whenever like the whole family is together, I never just get like one-on-one time with my parents. So it's really exciting that like this is like just a tradition for like just me and my parents that I go to Irish Fest with them and I get to have them all to myself for 3 whole days and there are no siblings to compete for their attention. Love me, mom and dad. So that was exciting. And I got to see a lot of like my favorite Irish bands and I found some new Irish bands and yeah, it was good. The end.
What was the first thing? Oh, yeah. I always think about that when you talk, when I'm listening to my Discover Weekly, because mine's always fire. And I'm like, I think about that time that you said, like, yours has just been garbage lately. And I'm like, what a sad life.
It's very sad. Like, is this how you feel every week? I feel like a fucking queen. Like, that they know me so well.
And it's like, they know my mood, too. So, like, sometimes it's just the chill songs. And I'm like, yes, thank you. Like, I can't get hype right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the first time ever.
Is it my turn?
Yep.
Okay. I went to Kansas for the long weekend, which Kansas is always like Kansas and my parents' house, not Texas. My parents' house are always my one of my two places I can go to like refill up my cup when it's starting to run low. And it was starting to run low. Like work has been out of this world and just a lot of things going on, and I had time to like think and be with people I love and be surrounded by things I love, which is sunflowers more than the people honestly, and like it was just a very good time. I got to think about my future and the things I want to do. I sent Maggie almost like an hour long Marco Polo about all the things that like I was thinking about while I was there, and yeah, no exaggeration, and it was just a very good for me. And I went to like a sunflower festival while I was there, which was amazing. The actual festival part wasn't that great, but like the sunflowers were, and that's all I really needed. And you could sign up to do either a 5K or a 1K. And if you signed up, you got to like get all this free sunflower stuff, which I was like, hells yes. And it's through an actual sunflower field. So I was just eating that shit up. I did the 1K, of course, and walked the whole thing. Absolutely. And so, it was a really good time and I got this gorgeous, 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 gorgeous sunflower medal. Cause everybody got a finisher medal.
Cute.
We're all winners. Yep. And it is so beautiful. And then I got a sunflower t-shirt, which the logo on the front is off center. So it covers more of my left boob, but that's funny. Don't care.
Their best.
They're the sunflower. And so it was just a really good time. Yeah. And I got to see a lot of people that I love and, yeah, it was nice. I'll actually be going back. Like, I thought about it. I was like, oh, man, it's been so long since I've been here. But now I'm about to hit, like, rapid fire, go back again and again and again. I'm going back this month again in, like, 2 weeks now, 2 or 3 weeks. It's my friend Taylor. It's her son's second birthday. And so, gots to get there for that. And then I'll go back again in October for a wedding that's happening. And homecoming weekend. They fall on the same weekend. So, it'll be like killing two birds with one stone. Which brings me to my next question. Is this your 5 year? Your 5th year of being graduated?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and they're doing like a special homecoming event, but I'm not going to fucking go to that because I don't have any friends from my class.
You can come anyways, and I'm going to be there. Yeah, Taylor had it on the fridge because it's Joe's 5th year also.
Yeah.
And so when you said 2014, I was like, oh, shit, I guess you are the same year as Joe. So
yeah, I didn't realize that.
That's cool. That's cute. That's
cool.
A little 5th year.
Yeah, I'm also afraid that Lorenzo would be there, so no thanks.
Oh, there's that.
I mean, if homeboy can't even pay his rent, he probably can't afford
doubt
to
get it.
Kansas, but yeah, you never
prob's not. Know. That's true. Oh, you should anyways come, and we'll make that dab day. or Dab Weekend.
Oh my God. I've been thinking about if we're going to do Dab Day again this year. And like the rational side of me is like, no, like you did it once and that was enough. Like just let it go now. But then the other side is like, Dab Day, Dab Day, Dab Day.
We don't have to post about it anywhere. We could just do it.
That's true. But that would only be like, it'd only be like 2 weeks after you're here. Actually, is it the weekend of Sydney's wedding? It was the 27th.
No, that's the next one, which is... Wait a second. Weekend 27th is a Halloween weekend, isn't it?
So the 27th falls on a Sunday. That's why it worked out so well last time, is because obviously the 27th was...
It's a Saturday.
A Saturday, because that was supposed to be the wedding.
So that's... yeah, that's actually the weekend of the homecoming. Oh my God.
Oh, that's interesting.
We'll further discuss.
I'll think about it.
We'll talk about the details, Mike Wazowski. yeah. Okay, you do your song, then I have a show.
No, I already did my... I'm just going to add some songs from my Discover playlist.
Oh. You said the artist. You didn't say the name of the songs.
Let me look them up, because I don't know them off the top of my head, because they're all brand new. Yeah. Well, why don't you talk about your show?
Yeah, okay. So I've run out of like shows to watch. And I always try to go back then and start a series that's been like super popular, either like meme wise or just showing up everywhere. And so I started watching Atlanta, which is with Donald Glover.
Oh my God. And, I've been meaning to watch it for months.
Which I should have known going into it. It's not going to just be this fun, lighthearted show. Like, it's still very good and it's still pretty funny, but there's just so much racism and it breaks my heart. And so sometimes, like right now, I'm not even watching it because I'm like, I've had a very hard day. I can't watch harder things on TV right now. So I'm watching this series called Dairy Girls, which is kind of stupid, but a little funny. I haven't decided if I'm going to commit or not. But it's very, very good. Atlanta is very, very good. And, cracks me up. And once again, when I like watch a show that I'm like into, I start to like adapt the personality of it or like a character from it. And so I've been using the N-word a lot more frequently lately.
You dropped one in the episode earlier.
I did. I don't care. So yeah, so I'm going through a phase. But there's a part that just cracks me up because Donald Glover is like trying to be his cousin's manager and his cousin's a rapper. And he got shorted this money from this nightclub owner. And like, he's like, whatever. He goes back to his cousin. His cousin's like, all right, where's our money? And he's like, man, he shorted me. You know, man, like, I'm not as tough as you. Like, that nigga knows I drink orange juice and stuff. Like, I can't be tough like you. And that part fucking cracked me up. I was like, I drink juice too.
Oh my God. No. You do love juice.
And so his cousin then goes in there and like beats the shit out of that man and gets all the money and takes his beer. And so it was just a... Oh my God, that show is just pretty hilarious. But I mean, it depicts real issues. And it's so crazy to see like shots of Atlanta because I used to live there for a while. And I'm just like, damn, what would my life be like if I was still living in Atlanta? I don't know.
Yeah. Very different, probably.
Probs.
Yeah, I think I watched like one or two episodes of that and then probably went off to like Bob's Burgers or something and just never came back. But I've been meaning to because I've heard that it's like fucking fantastic.
What I really need to be doing is buying the book Handmaid's Tale so I can start watching the fucking show because I really want to watch it, but I am committed to first reading the book before I watch it. So
yeah, for sure read the book first because the show goes like so far off that and like includes so much detail that I think if you watch the show first and then go back for the book, you're going to be disappointed by the book.
Yeah.
Okay, songs. I picked 4 from my Discover playlist. So the first one is called Heat Wave, and I have no fucking clue how to pronounce this artist's name. Mereba? M-E-R-E-B-A? Mereba? I don't know. Featuring Black. Mereba. That's a good... And these are all very, like, this whole playlist is just very... I added them all to the playlist that I have that's called Chillin', and I just listen to it, like, late at night, and it's just kind of, like, low... slow R&B songs, but not like baby making music, but like sit around and like drink music, but like drink by yourself and think about life kind of music. Anyway, so Heat Wave by Mereba and Black. The Khalid song that I'd never heard is called Stay, and I don't know if it's new or old. It says that it's from the soundtrack from the movie Uncle Drew. But I don't have TV, so I don't know if that's like a recent movie or if that's an old movie that I just never saw or whatever. But that's a really good one. And then Superposition by Daniel Caesar and John Mayer. That's actually on the Daniel Caesar album that I was talking about a couple weeks ago, but I just hadn't really like discovered that song. You know, sometimes you listen to like a whole album and you listen to it through and the album as a whole is fantastic, but you don't really like pick out any of the songs necessarily. I don't know how I didn't pick this one out because it's bomb. And then Mirrors on the Ceiling by Mike Studd. They're all just like chillaxing songs.
I had never heard of it either, but I just looked it up. It came out in 2018. It's the one with Shaq and he's like super fucking old. There's a loud child outside.
What the fuck?
And Tiffany Haddish and a bunch of other people whose names I don't know. And dude, what's his name? I think he is Nick Kroll. He was in the movie Get Out. He was the best friend who like figured this shit out and came and got his friend.
Oh yeah.
And it's like a basketball movie with old people. So
is it supposed to be funny?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Never heard of it. But it's from that. Super, super good. So all those songs are on the playlist now. Does anybody listen to the playlist? Can y'all tell me if you're listening to the playlist? Because it's part of it is just kind of nice to have because it's just like a running log of all my favorite songs. But at the same time, can somebody fucking listen to it, please?
Better yet, just tell us who it is that's listening to us at all. Like,
yeah, just, you know, anything. Just a little like hand raise emoji would be fine.
Yeah.
We don't need much.
If you want to make a little Finsta or.
Yeah.
What's the fake Facebook? It's not Facebook. Facebook?
Facebook. I don't know.
I don't either. All right, whatever. I just learned what Finsta is this weekend too, so I feel like I'm pretty damn cool. Okay. All righty then.
All right, now we really have reached our time, and I have a guest coming in like 30 minutes, and I need to finish cleaning my apartment, so I gotta go.
I thought it was at 9 o'clock your time.
Well, her flight lands at like 8:10, and so I'm assuming that, and she's taking the train to Union Station because I'm a asshole of a hostess and didn't offer to come get her from the airport. She's taking the train to Union Station and then a lift from there. But if she lands at 8:10, and they're usually early, so she'll probably land at 8. I don't know. I'm just terrified that she's going to show up on my doorstep in 20 minutes and my apartment's trashed. So I'm going to go do that. Okay, have a good week. Bye.
Bye.